All right, welcome boys and girls to the Homeboys Podcast. I'm your host Tariq, cool kid Altiga. With me is Salman, the mediocre at best.
Hello.
We have Shay today, just hanging on. And who's our guest today, Salman?
I don't know. I have no idea.
He's sitting right in front of you.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
You want to introduce yourself?
My name is Kaif Ozegovlin. I'm the mixed breed of the family.
The mixed breed, I like that.
Yeah,
the hybrid, if you will.
The hybrid. My name's Chinese, so you know, I got a little mixed up along the way.
Thanks for coming. Thanks for coming late.
Oh, my bad. Yeah. Okay, so.
Good job.
I mean, the story was.
I just want to say that you go to this school like 2 minutes from our house,
okay,
and you can come late.
Not anymore.
That's
okay?
Fantastic.
Not anymore.
Okay.
So the plan. Okay, Google Maps told me. Like at first, I searched on Google Maps.
Yeah.
And I was like, I didn't know your actual home address, but I know the church, so
yeah.
I searched up the church.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of churches called OLPS in the world.
Yeah.
So when I searched it
that's
up,
true.
It goes like, I think I clicked on like India or something. So it said, no routes available. And I'm like,
go to Changi Airport, right?
No routes available. I was like, she's a bit skeptical. So I like searched up, I was like, oh, this is how you go. And then the bus route says to take a bus and then you have to change, right? Doesn't say you have to cross the road. So I took the bus from the other side.
Yeah.
And then as I was approaching Paya Lebar, I was like, huh.
You got
this
far.
This is in the other direction, is it not?
Yeah.
So I checked on Google Maps. I'm supposed to be here. Like, I'm supposed to be on the right. And I'm all the way on the left. And I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to get off here.
Yeah, you can't.
And I'm just
going
to take a cab.
Yeah. That was the whole plan. Where were you from? You're from Parkway, is it?
I was from Parkway.
Dude,
from
you should have just told me I could just pick you up.
I didn't go Parkway anyways.
Yeah, we didn't. We actually didn't go Parkway to get printer ink anyway.
Yeah, man.
I didn't know.
Both of them can drive and I still can't drive. Bro.
You can't drive there?
Useless.
As in, like,
I got a military license, so I can technically get my license in July.
Is that how it works? But I thought if you get your license in the army, you can drive.
Oh, not in the army, dude. Like in police, you get your civilian license. In the army, you only get it afterwards, like after you finish.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Oh, that's pretty stupid.
Yeah.
Well, I don't get your license like me.
No, you can say it's stupid. Okay. It's stupid!
Yeah. I get in July, and then or August, and then I fly off straight away. So there you go.
You're flying off to where?
Uni.
Oh,
you're
going
to
Plymouth?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I've been taking a couple of times. I've been taking like once, to be honest.
Yeah, where you go?
I just went to like central London.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty hectic stuff, man.
Yeah.
Like compared to Singapore, everyone's just doing everything. So it's like if Orchard Road was the whole of Singapore, like the crowd and everything.
Right. It's a bit like that.
Yeah,
right. That one thing I'm complaining about the most, like every time I go to London, because I've been there about twice, three times now, is that I've told someone already, it's the buskers. The buskers are pretty good in London.
Yeah.
They actually know how to play music. Right.
Uh-huh.
In Singapore you get those uncles who are like blind or like one arm. And they're like banging on a freaking xylophone that they've never seen.
Don't say that he hates handicapped people.
I didn't say I hate handicapped people. I hate handicapped people who don't know how to play instruments because they think they can go onto the streets and go,
I guess.
It's like, there are handicapped people who are talented and they can play music,
can,
right?
Yeah.
Like these people aren't, they're not.
What are your thoughts about that guy at Tampines that this is a Zumba?
No, okay, I mean...
That's a guy at Tampines that does Zumba?
Yeah.
The guy at Tampines, like, between the malls, they just dances.
Yeah, he just plays music and dances. And, like, he puts, like a bag
they
out.
They did a write-up on him. Basically, he just goes there to exercise, and people just give him money.
What
a
career!
Like,
it's
like a kill two birds, one stone kind of deal.
Yeah. So, I'm okay with that.
You can get fit. And then money.
Yeah, I mean, it's the thing is, he's not allowed to go there and exercise.
Yeah, exactly. You can exercise wherever you want. It's on the music and just enjoy yourself.
Yeah. So here's the idea that I had for these people who think they can play music in the middle of the street.
Okay.
Why don't you subscribe to a Spotify account, right? And be a street DJ. Like literally somebody gives you like a dollar or two. I just want to change the music. Okay. Play it and just hang around. You would definitely earn way more money. Just for people wanting to change the music.
Yeah, but you see, handicapped people, what is blind or deaf? How are they going to
You can have a note that says, put a dollar in and you can change it yourself.
Wait. So there are deaf people that are playing music on the street?
I think so.
No, they're
definitely
blind.
They're definitely blind.
Yeah, because I mean, They can't be deaf and playing music on the street, right?
Yeah, but you don't know.
Why not?
You don't know what's going on. No, but it's not the point about they can play music. It's about the pity.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, they get money from pity. Yeah. But like...
50 points.
I feel like... Okay, yeah, that's true. Like, you mostly feel bad for them. That's why you donate.
Yeah.
But... Okay, that's my point. I mean, like... I was gonna say... You kind of feel bad for them. That's why you gotta donate. Like, you're trying to make a living.
I know, but
that's what
you compare them with the tissue packet people, right? Which one do you think is better, more irritating?
Okay.
No, tissue packet gives you... They give you... They give you a product.
Product, yes.
Yeah. And like, so if I need a tissue paper, I buy from them.
Yeah.
If I don't need that, I don't.
No, I gotta recap with these people, man. They come up to me, I buy one packet, I give them like...
But that's fine. You get tissue packet.
Yeah, I get...
But if you go past...
Yeah, points. Yeah.
But if you go past... For sure. No, and I'm also like donating to people, deaf people who play music on the street. But I'm just saying, it could be better.
Okay, yeah.
There's room for improvement.
Yeah, in the sense that they could probably earn more money if they did it a different way.
Definitely.
If they did it a different way, they could probably earn more money.
Business school, man. I'm sorry. I just have to think about this. I think, to be honest, they don't even have to do anything. I don't think they get extra points to play music.
You know, because you get 50 points already, that's enough.
Yeah.
I think it feels bad on their part if they don't play anything. You know, if they just sit down there,
I guess they would feel guilty.
They're not buskers. They're beggars.
Yeah. If you put it that way, fine.
Yeah,
okay. But they always seem like buskers because they're playing music.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, like, you can't call them buskers if they're not doing anything.
Yeah.
Settle. If they're sitting down there like, yo, right. I'm blind.
Okay.
That's basically begging.
But you haven't gone around to, what have you been doing lately, Kai?
I'm acting, man. I just joined JC.
Like, you just don't
even JC, dude. Like, the last time I've seen you was like, I really thought you was like, how are you at primary school?
I mean, I've seen my friends like top graders just fall victim to the JC life.
Yeah, like, no, dude, like, okay, besides, like, before you were JC, I don't know, I'm mostly either at home, I'm chilling, like,
homeboys.
Yeah, I know, but like, I'm always on my friends, though. My friends always got shit to do, they love to, like,
this looks like a tag along.
Yeah. I would say, like, we're all just, like, I don't know. I feel like my generation, or at least my group of friends, they're not the type that goes out and does, like, extravagant shit. We don't go, like, to Sentosa, we don't go to the beach, all that.
Yeah.
We're more of like a, like, have a nice dinner and, like, chit chat, you know?
A lepak.
Yeah, lepak.
But not under a void deck.
Yeah, not under a void deck, but we drink, you know, like, we dress nicely, we go to nice places to eat.
But atas,
yeah.
I was telling Tarek and Shay that back in secondary school, I always see that you're the head of your pack. Is that
no, 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 no,
no. No, but you can't say that.
This is from an external point of view, right? Because
yeah.
I'll be walking around your class and all that. I'm a prefect, right? And
Okay.
And I'll see you, like, you'll be at the front and you have friends, right? You won't know you're the head of the pack and people are just following you.
No.
That's what I see.
You see, I can't say that.
They think you're cool.
Yeah, but I can't say that. As in, like, in my group of friends, everyone's equal.
Yeah, sure.
I can't say that.
But I'm saying from us.
That's totally like your point of view. You know, I can't say that.
They don't shy out.
Yeah.
I can't say that. That's true.
No. I believe that all of us make like decisions and like. It's an equal ground, you know. We're all friends, man.
So
it's
about like, now and like JC,
it's all about that.
Yeah, what with JC are you now?
I mean CJ.
What does that sound?
Catholic.
Yeah.
The affiliation of St.
Patrick's.
Oh, is it?
Sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And moving on to the next one. And to my topic, what CC did you join?
I joined film.
Really?
I did join film.
Holy shit, that's so cool.
Yeah, because like, okay, so the plan was actually, I was going to join like half my life, I was not a sports guy. Okay, no.
Yeah.
Let's just put it this way. I'm not a sports guy at all.
No, but you're in NCC land, so you had like...
No, that doesn't count.
I just had to double check.
Yeah. I was in NCC land.
No,
but I went into NCC land thinking, yo, I like exercising. I'm an exercise kind of guy, you know. I like doing exercise.
Yeah.
I'm not good at sports. I have a horrible ball sense. Horrible.
Oh, Seth had a horrible ball
sense. Okay. I don't know about him. But maybe it runs in the family because mine's so bad.
Okay.
Honestly, I played ping pong before. Bro, but I cannot hit a ball for shit.
Chinese G's not there.
What? Gone. You know? Yeah. It's just when the Arab side takes over, I just flop, dude. It's so bad. Okay. But yeah, so
going into JC, I was like, you know, I'm just going to try. I'll try to join a sport, right? So I wanted to join rugby.
Because
it felt...
Nice.
Yeah, because it felt right, you know, it's like, it's... You don't have to be scared of getting hit. Because you know you're going to get hit.
That's
the good...
You know you're going to get hit.
You know what you're asking for, essentially.
Yeah, you might as well just do it, right?
Yeah, from experience, this is basically the case.
Yeah.
When you go into a game, you got to get the first tackle out of the way. Then you're sort of like, okay, I got it.
The mindset.
But the first tackle is always the hardest.
Yeah. So, but then... And then my friend goes, hey... Because actually, it's either rugby or frisbee.
Mm.
But in CJ, for some stupid reason, frisbee is a second CCA. So you can't join frisbee unless you're in another CCA. It's like, it's an interest group. That's what they call
interest
it.
Interest group.
Yeah. And so so my friend was like, hey, why don't we join FSV, which is like Film Sound Video. It's like a club. And then we can join frisbee on the side.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
So I was like, shit.
So that's a main, and a frisbee is like a side thing.
Yeah.
But I can sort of like understand, because frisbee is not that popular, maybe.
Whoa. I was in frisbee, man.
Okay.
Frisbee was like...
Frisbee is fun, honestly.
Yeah, okay.
Frisbee. Underrated.
Frisbee people are annoying as shit.
What's up, man?
In Nanyang Poly, okay, where I was from, there's like a patch of grass right next to the canteen, okay? And these people who play frisbee play on this patch of grass. It's not that big, okay? And sometimes they'll throw it and it will go into the canteen and it will hit people.
Let me just clarify, okay?
Okay?
Those people that play in that patch of grass are all new. They're not like frisbee players.
They're recreational.
They're like, because when you want to join frisbee, what they do is they just have like a free audition, so everybody can come and play. So what they do is they have a tournament. So there's like hundreds of people join. Then they have a tournament to like weed out the crowd, right?
Yeah.
So a lot of people join and a lot of people leave. So those people that join and then they think they wanna try out whatever, they play the
right.
But the ones that actually play frisbee, they go to the court. Some of them are in the pool, because part of the training is you gotta throw a frisbee in the pool to train your core strength. I mean,
in the
is
it underwater.
Underwater.
Whoa.
Okay.
Because you gotta train your forearm.
A little bit of respect.
Because like sometimes when you play because like in frisbee you got like the competitions in Australia, and the winds in Australia are so strong, where you throw the frisbee you'll fly back. We've seen it happen before.
Oh shit, I think it's called a boomerang, man.
So throw the frisbee so hard that it literally flies through the wind.
Okay.
So you gotta train that. So let me just clarify that.
Yeah,
poses.
Frisbee players are cool, okay? Some people it's a really underrated sport, it's super fun. But when I joined FSB, I'm not frisbee now. Because I found out it was on Saturday.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. And then part of me was like, yo, you know, I gotta do this, man. I gotta be fit, you know, I gotta try, I gotta, you know, be out there.
Yeah.
And then the other side was just like, yo, I live in the East. I gotta go to school.
Yeah.
That's like a 30-minute ride. I gotta wake up at 8 to go training at 9.
That's pretty harsh.
And then half my day is gone. Like,
I was kind of the same thing. I joined rugby just so that I have a reason to go to the gym.
Right, yeah.
Because
if
you don't actually do fitness,
I intended to do that as well, but I was too lazy to even join. So that's how I joined frisbee. So now I'm in film.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, it's a cool CCA. You learn some shit. There are some like weak points. I don't think they need to be like, it's twice a week. I don't think it needs to be twice. I don't know how to say.
Do you know any like,
I'm not an ex-co, so like,
yeah.
We had Mexico elections the other day.
Yeah.
And then like all the J2 stars are gonna be in Mexico.
Yeah.
And then but the J1s hate me. The J1s hate me and my friends because we're the Saka group, you know. Everyone hates the Saka group. They're like,
but
those
are the best ones.
Yeah, those are the best
ones. Those
ones
that actually make film, dude.
Exactly.
Do they know? Have you made any films yet?
Yeah, okay, we made one film. Everyone had to make a film and we were in a group.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like ours was second worst, okay. Just saying, but we weren't trying, you know, because it was really like time constrained kind of thing, and just like, it was a really weird topic. So it was mystery, right?
Okay.
The theme was mystery. So they just throw you into it. So they go, okay, make a film. It's on mystery. Here's a storyboard, like, table. Just do it.
Mm.
And then we're like, come on, man. Like, you're not going to give us any tips, any like, and then the funniest thing was that our group, which is a stacker group, got back with the J2 stacker group.
Nice.
So our group was just basically like, we're just gone, you know? We're just
the
like,
VIP slacker team.
Yeah, we were just chilling.
But I mean, we did come up with a film. It was a pretty shit film. Granted. Like, so basically,
can you like summarize it?
Yeah, the premise was, this guy found a bag. Wasn't his bag.
Was it in the MRT?
No, it was not that. It was in the school, obviously. Let's film it in the school. So, okay. You know, he found the bag in the school. And then, like, he looked inside the bag. He was surprised and shit, you know. And then the person behind him sees him opening the bag. And then she calls someone, which is me. And I come after this guy. And this guy thinks, you know, I don't know, maybe he's trying to beat me up on the bag.
Okay.
Plot twist. It's my bag.
Wow.
That's the end of the story. I think that's the end of the story.
Isn't that really a plot end of the story?
I feel like that's what a psychic would do.
That sounds like a very psychic.
See, the best part was that audio that day was bad because it was raining.
Okay.
And we're doing it outside, right? So we decided, how about we just cut out all audio?
Oh my
silent film.
Did you do it black and white?
Put it in black and white. So it was a colored silent film. And so we decided to, instead of making it mystery, we'll just make it a comedy instead. Okay, so basically the thing was called The Bag. That was the title screen. The Bag. The first scene is this guy walking past the bag on the bench. And he stops. And then the subtitles come out, quote unquote, a bag? Question mark. First one, okay? Picks up the bag, then he just looks surprised, blah, blah, blah. Forward to the end of the story, where my friend was like, hey, because he's supposed to trip, and I'm supposed to, like, catch up with him, right, because I'm chasing after him. He goes, what if I fall in the most sarcastic way possible? And I'm like, yes, that is what you should do. So he falls, and, like, you can't hear the audio, but he goes, and he just falls in
video. Did you cut, and then you have your whole, like, screen go,
it was just him falling. I wanted to put it in, he was like, nah, let's make it as simple as possible.
Okay.
So he falls down.
30 times Roman 12 kind of deal.
So he just falls down. And then I come up to him, and then my hands going like towards his face. And sometimes I just go, don't hurt me. And I'm like, nah, dude, that's my bag.
Oh shit.
And then other subtitle, oh, okay. I take the bag.
I can just imagine you presenting this in the first like a minute. You just figure out the audio.
So when the teacher saw it, because the teachers, they ran through the teachers before we gave it to everyone, right? And then they were like, is there no audio? We're like, yeah, silent film. Right? So, and then they were like, I think you should put audio. And then it was kind of those like suggestions that was like, put audio in, you know? They were basically trying to say that, but in a nice way. So like, okay. So we try to look for some like audio online. I don't understand why they asked us to
look for like sound clips.
Yeah, we look for sound clips. And then they asked us to look for non-copyrighted sound clips because we're like, supposed to go through the motion of like, even though it's just presenting to the club, we're supposed to go through the motion of having it presented to everyone, like say like the school, because that's what we do, right? So we're trying to look for it. And nothing really like sounded mysterious but funny at the same time. I tried to put in Charlie Chaplin, but I was just too happy. So
I don't think there is like a mysterious / funny combo. Yeah, like, I don't think that's such a thing that happens.
A bunch of clips.
Yeah, but is there like a filter that says mysterious and also
gloomy,
funny?
Yeah, like gloomy.
Yeah, but it just
it's not a combo that just works together.
Yeah, we just tried and it just didn't fit. Like it just didn't fit. So on the last day, they were like, I see you didn't put in any music. We're like, yeah, we'll just keep finding. And that day, we couldn't log into the internet. So my senior's just like, whoops. All right. Can't log into the internet. What to do? And then we're like, oh, what to do? All right. So we presented it like that. And I think
the sound was much better.
Legit, this is what my secondary school art teacher told me. Whatever mistake you make in an art piece, just say you meant to do that and that's it.
Yeah.
Like if you do a painting and you have like one red line across it, I meant to do that. They will like look into it and say, he meant to do that. That it represents the scar in their life. Whatever.
Yeah, they got some deep. The art teachers got some like deep.
But that's genius. Like I use that all the time.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like we had this thing where everyone went around started like criticizing the work and everything. And half the time we're just laughing. we're just laughing it off, you know? Like, because the first two came out and they were really good. And then the third one came out and it was kind of shit. So when ours came out, we didn't feel that bad. But we still kind of felt bad, you know? But we just laughed it off. Like, it was hilarious.
Okay, what kind of equipment do you have in this club?
Mostly we have shit like stabilizers. I mean, we do have cameras. We don't have video cameras. We just have DSLRs that we take videos on. Yeah. You know?
You don't have like mics on those pin-up mics on the, like, on the shirt.
I think we do. We should have. Or either that, we have
the boom mics. Right?
The ones that you use like with the
fluff thing at the end.
Yeah, and then you just dangle it over your mouth.
Yeah, okay. It's called boom mic shirt.
I have no idea what it's called. They don't. I mean, they taught us, but it doesn't really make sense.
Right.
But yeah, so they have that. And basically what we do for the school is that we do all the photos, we do all the videos.
Yeah,
we just take photos. So like the backstage crew. And then we do sound. So like we're in the control room or mixing up the
so maybe you can help us edit this podcast.
No. Like I can try. But no guarantees.
You probably could get somebody who could do it for us.
Yes.
That I could. I don't think I could do it. But I could get some money.
I'll help you with your allowance and stuff. Don't worry, man. I got you, fast.
It's like some money across the deal.
Yeah. I can just do it as like a cousin kind of favor. You know?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Don't worry about it.
I'm getting some publicity.
Publicity.
One guy, two other people. Maybe my mom as well.
No, mom's not listening to this.
My mom's not listening to this.
Yeah, hopefully not.
No, I don't think she's even gonna bother, honestly.
Okay. Well, hopefully, because like, you know. You know, it's a bit awkward.
Yeah, don't scare her.
Yeah. Your mom was downstairs just now, you know, I was walking up.
Yeah.
And then she goes, Kaif, and I stop and I'm like, Auntie Hanim, where are you? And she's like, I'm here. Where are you? And I'm like, oh, hello. And she's like, I'm on the phone. And I'm like, oh. Come on. Come on. She was like, then I was like, okay, now just tell me. She's like, no, I got wudu.
Completely rejected.
I was like, okay, why did you call me?
I saw your dad, but they want to like,
he's watching the show.
Yeah, it's fine. Chilling over there, and I'm like, okay, I don't know if I should go sign him or not, but I'm just gonna.
It's fine.
Yeah. I was just gonna leave it. So then I left it at that. But yeah, that was. I don't know, FSB. It's cool.
It's cool. I tried to join something like that. I forgot what it's called. It's like Media Club or something.
Info Club, yeah.
Yeah. What they did was they. I think they do like mostly graphic design or like posters and stuff like that. So I joined it. They said they were gonna give everybody free Photoshop. So I was like, I don't want to go to get free Photoshop. Dude. So I went in, they gave me a trial first. Next week, the club closes down.
It closed down?
Yeah. So I don't know if I actually did that, get one CCA point for that, you know, that first year. But he said, oh, the club was closing down. I don't know what's the reason. And I'm like, shit, what am I going to do now? So the whole time I was in poly, I didn't have a club. Besides that 1 week that I was in the media club.
Yeah, dude. But at least you tried it.
I tried.
You got
I put the effort.
If you got some points, that's all that matters.
Yeah. I hope I did. I'm not sure if I did.
1 week, I don't think
so. Like, they texted me and said they were going to give me the points, but it's not reflected anywhere.
I mean, they kind of have to give you the points, right? You joined the club.
Yeah, I did.
You were going to commit to the club.
Yeah.
But the club's funny. I put my name in that piece of paper.
Yeah. I showed up once. I did the trial.
Yeah, I did. Like, I got the trial. You want to see the trial?
It's not my fault that you close out.
Yeah. The most important thing, they had a thing called CO points. So basically, I maxed out. So technically, I don't even have to do anything anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
I'm capped.
What the hell is CO points?
CO points. It's like CCA points. So if you get like 50, you get excellent. Excellent is the best.
No, but what does CO stand for? Because I'm basically picturing
I have no idea what CO stands for.
Yeah,
it's something excellent. I don't know. But basically, I maxed it out. So I don't have to do anything anymore, actually.
Yeah. So like, I don't know, for JC it's a bit different, like you have to maintain like 70% attendance for the next 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So like, shit. That means I kinda have to go.
So Tori, you got another segment?
Yeah, I've got something else.
Nice.
Well, recently that came out in the papers was that apparently the highest crime among juveniles is shoplifting.
Yeah. I saw that as well.
Yeah.
Really?
They're concerned that shoplifting is the highest form of crime that juveniles are up to right now. And the question I gave someone was, what else? What would it be besides shoplifting? Freaking murder? Arson?
Yeah.
What else would they do?
Right at the headlights be not bad. I mean,
they should be glad that shoplifting is the highest form of crime that juveniles are up to right now.
My surprise is shoplifting.
Bunch of teenagers walking in getting some candy from the pick and mix.
Yeah, I think that's okay. You know,
I'm surprised today. Shopping.
What's the catch today?
Nope, some Pepsi Cola and snakes.
Snakes.
Cheeky murder or anything.
What was the percentage of people?
Yeah, what is the percentage? I didn't look at the graph, okay? I just saw the headline and I was like, this is enough for me to wonder.
I bet it's more and just didn't get
no, done. Actually, you know what? I did read a bit and it said it's on the decline, which means it's kind of good.
Yeah.
But still.
More people are getting
like less people are getting caught.
Yeah, yeah, you think maybe just less people
getting caught.
The thing is, they've got cameras everywhere. How could they?
There's ways to trick the camera,
boy.
You gotta watch all those shows.
I know.
The first time I stole something, I was with your brother, dude. You were at Isetan.
I'm not even surprised.
I was at Isetan. There was like a toy thing, right? Then it's like, oh, dude, this thing's cool.
Wait, hold on, hang on. I think I was going to the same story that you're talking about. I don't think it was Isetan. I think it was Toys R Us.
No, it was
the toy section.
So I was
it was the beans, right?
No, it's not the beans. It was like small toy things. I was your chef, and then he was like, oh, shit, this thing is cool. He was talking to you about it. I was like, as a joke, I was like, yeah, we should just take it and go. And then it's like, that's a good idea. I was like, how are you going to take the thing across? So he just tore he just opened it and tore the thing, the plastic inside it, and just took a bunch of
it.
And gave me half.
That's exactly what I was
thinking.
And
then we just woke up. It was it.
So, like, we're here. Let me just show you how he did it. So he took the packet out. He just flipped it around. I was like, oh yeah, oh, let me just read the back. Like, stuck his thumb to the cardboard. He made the whole sort of wiggled it. And then just pulled the thing out.
Oh, man.
I was there too. I was like, what?
Genius.
You can do this?
Yeah. There's ways to do it. It's all right. You just check the camera, man.
Yeah.
Like, if there's a camera, you go into it, you know, you walk around thinking like, hey, I'm just gonna walk around, see where the cameras are. Then if you're with a friend, you know, you just, hey, can you come here?
Can you just, like, stand in front of me?
Yeah.
Stand there, see, because I don't know if I've shot with it before. I'm not going to admit to anything right now, but then, so since I'm small, say if I were to shot with me, right?
Hypothetically.
I have taller friends, obviously.
Yeah.
So from the vantage point of my camera, looking down,
yeah,
my friend would obviously block me.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, like, if I were to be able, or if I were, like, willing to steal something, it would be easier, because you're tricking the camera, you know? You're just making seem like there's someone you're talking, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you're deciding what to get.
You heard the joke, that's how you do it. That's how you do it.
That's how you
do it. Here's some tips.
Don't drop this, though. Don't get caught.
Just be me.
That's a big fine. That's a big fine.
Yeah,
what's the fine now? You know?
It's like 1,000 or something.
1,000?
That's
a lot.
Yeah, they always keep increasing until it's insane.
Yeah, I don't people like, oh shit, maybe you should do this.
But if you stole something that was of that price, it's just basically like buying it.
Better be worth it. You better get like a TV out of there.
Yeah, if you steal it, stealing gummy bears.
Pay the fine, but
for $1,000 fine, I mean,
not worth
it. You done messed up.
Go
big. $1,000 jelly bean, bro.
Golden jelly bean. You never know. But you're like, really though, I'm surprised it's shoplifting. Juveniles do way more shit.
Do they?
I mean, come on. From our school.
Now that you mentioned that. From St. Pat's, like, a lot of shit.
But they keep it inside.
Oh, they keep it inside, but I can bet you just know our school.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we're a government-aided school, but think about their neighborhood schools.
Yeah.
Neighborhood schools.
No, St. Pat's isn't government-aided. It's private.
Oh, is it private?
Yeah.
That's why
we always have money. Yeah, no, that's why we always have to do the
donation
drive.
No, we don't even have the carnival anymore, you know?
Really?
Yeah, we didn't have the carnival anymore.
I don't remember.
You don't have the carnival anymore.
I was, you know, I had to go for detention because I didn't sell the tickets for the carnival.
What?
Yeah, legit.
Yeah.
My teacher's so mad. He's like, why did you sell our tickets? I'm like, I can't sell it. Nobody wants to buy it from me. And he said, no, you have to sell it. If you don't sell it, you have to buy it. I'm like, what?
Yeah,
I don't make a living.
I didn't even get it. You don't remember there was a hair for hope?
Yeah.
So I didn't get to sell my tickets in time. So what he made me do was, like, as a punishment, you can go for like 2 weeks of like detention or like detention, or I can shave my head. So I was like, oh shit.
What,
so he
the
made
shit?
Me shave.
Yo,
my head.
Yo, your time and my time is way different. They would never tell us that.
Yeah, you didn't have the principal would walk around with the
cane. Yeah, Mr. Locke made the school good.
He did.
Like,
what
he
happened was that
for me, it's school good, but I got killed twice.
Yeah.
I got killed once.
Same. What happens is that when I was around, my juniors basically complained to their parents, so they had to change the system. That's what happened.
Really?
Yeah. There was a story about
a student band that because they have to run.
About this. Yeah.
So that guy was in my year, the senior, right? So he made the guy run for like lungs, right? Because he's in band. So then I think he collapsed.
No. He didn't make him run for lungs. He made him ran because he was late. Yeah, he was late, but they got this, you know, band's crazy, right? It was crazy.
Yeah, true.
So because he was late, he made him run.
Yeah, but I knew that senior, and he really didn't like scold him or anything. It's more like a.
It's a known thing. Like,
yeah, it's a known thing. But the band did do running as well. Yeah, they do like running. Because it's not like it's like a marching. It's not a marching band. It's a military band.
It's a military band. So they do
jogging as well.
I know people.
So after he,
why is everybody band so big, dude?
No, only the tuba section are.
So it's true, right?
Yeah.
No, I've seen one tuba guy that was just skinny as hell.
Really?
And no, there's always one guy.
It's gotta be small.
Right? So he collapsed, and then I think the parents found out, and then there was another story about a guy in Scouts that, you know, classic push-up stuff, and then I think got a scratch on his arm. That's what I heard.
Yeah,
that's what the rumor was.
Scratch on his arm.
The parents.
Horrible.
Yeah. So then they were not happy.
Not
and you can't, like, NCC couldn't, like, do make
push-ups. All the standards for NCC dropped.
Yeah.
That.
One of my friends made like them do push-ups in the sun, and then the principal came out and scolded the seniors. Yeah. So I was like, dude, yeah, I guess the floor is hot and shit, but it, dude, deal with
the
it.
Sun,
deal with it.
What has to do?
We're in NCC. If
you're
in the army, you can't handle this.
What are you
going to
do?
Well, high school.
So yeah.
Messed up.
So my year just got pissed about this. Because we handle all the shit.
Yeah.
And then they don't have to handle anything.
Yeah. Because just right after you, yeah, okay, I get it.
Yeah. But then afterwards, after Maya left, they called.
You do all that stuff.
Yeah, I did that too.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
They called the USM, which is the head of the NCC, right?
Yeah.
Maya. They called him back to train the younger or the students, right?
Mm.
Yeah, because the standard's so shit.
The standard was so
the
shit.
So
the fitness was
no.
shit, and the teacher was like, "Yeah, you know, we understand that was the case. So
yeah,
please train them."
Like, standard is
nerds.
Horrible.
Yeah. I came back and I'm like. Disgraceful.
Thankfully, I don't go back, man. I hate the NCC.
I haven't been back to St. Pat's.
Ever
since I left,
I've been back a few times, though, but like, it's just because, you know, I love the school, though. I love the memories and shit like that.
Yeah.
I mean,
it was good times.
Fuck NCC, man.
Yeah.
Like, I got demoted, you know?
Don't you want the staff?
Yeah, I know, okay, so basically, like, there's the top 5 positions in NCC, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't go for that shit. I didn't get selected. So I was like, whatever, I don't really care. But then I went to the next top 5. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Like this new system where you have the next top 5. And you get staff sergeant rank, right? So after I went for that camp, which I dreaded, freaking hated going for that camp, got best cadet in my Koi though, which is
nice.
Here we go. Like,
top notch.
It's good, man. It's great. But then I stopped going for like CCA. I just hated the CCA.
Yeah.
Hated it when I joined. Hated it before I left. I hated it. I just basically hated it.
Yeah.
And then I stopped going. And obviously on the last day, well, I came once or twice, but obviously on the last day I came because it was like passing out parade and everything, right?
Yeah.
And on my certificate, it's it, first sergeant. And I was so pissed off. I was like, the fuck is this? I went for the camp.
But wait, did you like go approach anybody else?
Yeah, I went to the teacher. He was like, oh, Mr. Ang wants to talk to you.
Oh,
and I
shit.
I just did, man. You know what? I don't give 2 shits.
I'll take my first sergeant and I'll go.
I'm just going.
Let me teach you something. That the USM that hit, right, the student, he has actually a lot of power. So I knew my USM and I just, you know, from the back, did what I need to do. And I knew the teacher as well.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I talked to the teacher.
Yeah.
He was like good friends with Shay. And I'm like, hey man, can I just get, I heard you gave him like second sergeant, first sergeant. So could you give me as well? Like, yeah, sure, I'll
do it. He's got it based on my
rap,
bro.
So, like, which like, first sergeant? And I'm like, no, I don't think, I don't know anything, you know?
He's offered you first sergeant, and you're like, no.
No, because, okay, one of the tests, right, they ask, what, give me, like, the name of a plane, and I put Emirates. So,
I remember the test.
When I came out, I heard my friends going, oh, Airbus and all that. And I said, what did you put? Never mind. No, I didn't deserve first sergeant.
Ember,
oh, that's me. Yeah. I said, give me second sergeant. I'm happy about that. But I basically played behind the scenes, and that's how I did it.
I just slept well.
Yeah, for me, all the helicopters, I just put Apache for all
Apache,
the helicopters.
Yeah, exactly. I was at NCC Labs. We had no tests like that. So our camp was basically like, there wasn't no physical, there was no written test. It was basically a physical, like, all physical. You just go through the camp, you get it done. Like, we said, oh my god. Like, you know, the top 5, like, they had, I guess it was more rigorous, like, in terms of discipline. But my camp was worse, because we had to sleep in freaking, like, tents.
Uh-huh.
And these weren't even legit tents. Like, these are not tents that have a full round area. Basically, what they did was they put sticks in the ground.
Yeah.
They put a line on top. we like knock wood, like we knock the ends of a base.
Yeah.
Onto like it was just a square sheet.
Yeah.
We knocked so
it's just
the
like
ground.
It's like army tents.
Yeah, no, we knocked it into the ground.
Yeah.
And then you just put a cover over the string, which makes a triangle. And you sleep like that.
Nice.
My face was touching the thing the whole night. I was so mad, dude. I was like, dude, this is so uncomfortable. I can smell how dirty this is. And then they were like,
it was left in the storm,
remember,
right?
Yeah, remember to check your boots in the morning because there might be snakes. And I'm like,
yeah, I mean, to be fair, that's army.
Yeah, I should have to do that when I'm not in army.
Yeah, definitely.
Come on, man.
For the wise words of Woody, there's a snake in my boot.
Yeah, but I was like, dude, come on. Like, really? The top five had to sleep on beds and we had to sleep in a tent?
Yeah.
It freaking rained the night before. It was hella muddy.
Shit.
It was wet shit. I was like, dude, come on, man. I'm not even in army yet. Like,
it's supposed to be army light.
Yeah, it's supposed to be army light, not the army. But I got over it. And I was like, you know what? Just let me get through this next 2 days. And like, let's do it.
My plan on joining NCC was to slack, and I slacked. That was good life for me, man.
Yeah. NCC Land was like, come on. SCCL was like,
NCC.
Because I knew how to do it.
No, dude, it wasn't that slack when I was in it.
After
us.
I mean, your batch is different. Your batch had like the discipline of.
But once you pass like Sec 3, right? Then it's.
Oh, yeah, but like after Sec 3, obviously, you don't really have to.
Oh, yeah,
Sec 5?
Man,
oh my god, Sec 5?
Yeah.
That was slack as a shit, dude.
Oh, yeah, you don't have to do anything.
Sec 5, man. Because none of you did Sec 5, right? Sec 5 got so much power, like, nothing happened.
Really?
Yeah, the amount of power you have is.
I always thought it was stupid.
You're gods.
I always thought it was stupid for Sec 5 to go for CCA at all, though.
Yeah, it didn't make sense.
You don't have to go at all. Really, you don't. You just go to, like, supervise and shit whenever you
want. Yeah, but it's a bloody waste of time to go at all.
Yeah.
I want to go home, man. I want to take a nap. I want to eat some
Maggie. You technically still have to go because it's the CCA.
Yeah,
luckily I left early because I used up all my authority. Once I realized I was like a big doofus, I left. Like, this guy just doesn't know anything. And then just die, man.
That was good.
Yeah,
I just didn't come at all. Who knows? I was just
too lazy. So, Tarek, do we have another segment? Or?
We're actually running out of time. We only got 3 minutes left.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So,
we killed 37 minutes. So, like, just really briefly, because we know you're a comic guy.
Mm.
Ooh.
And we got like some. Pretty cool comic movies coming out. Like Marvel movies. Are you more DC or more Marvel?
For movies, I'm more Marvel.
I mean, we don't have
but
to.
For comics, I'm more of a DC guy.
Yeah. No, I think we can all agree that DC movies are like action.
Duh.
Yeah, so we can put that aside.
Was that Justice League movie?
Yeah,
man?
I know. Okay, let's not.
Just,
that's
like, holy.
Yeah.
Disgusting, honestly.
I would do a moment of silence, we're running out of time, so.
There's no time for that, DC.
Yeah,
So we got Avengers Infinity War coming. Are you hyped for that?
I am hyped for that, but I'm trying to keep it low key.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be
disappointed.
Yeah. You know, I get it. Like, I'll get it if it's not that good because it is such a large production. Like, they got people from all around. They got the Guardians, they got the Avengers, they got freaking. Black Panther.
The Ultimate Showdown.
Yeah, it's the Ultimate Showdown. Yeah. I get it, it's two parts. So
yeah, it's two parts.
Do you know how it's supposed to end?
Yeah, well, from the comics, how it goes.
Let's not spoil
it. Okay, let's not spoil
it. I have a general idea. Nalfoy told me, I think.
I have a general idea.
Someone died.
How it's supposed to end.
I'll just say it.
Yeah.
Someone died.
Yeah. But the thing is, I don't know whether they'll use the same ending or not.
Yeah, they changed quite a bit.
To be fair, I'm fine if they change like how it's supposed to run, but I just want to see the whole movie like in a whole.
So you're gonna wait? Are you gonna watch part one and wait for part two?
I'm gonna watch part one and then just wait for part two.
Yeah,
like, I don't mind.
I feel like it's probably just gonna be amazing, but gonna be disappointing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're always disappointing
because with the budget and all, you can make cool shit.
Yeah,
you'll be like, wow, yes.
Yeah.
But then they'll
like,
still be disappointed.
It's like when they have a Black Panther, this shit was overhyped.
Yeah, overhyped.
It was a good movie.
It was a good movie.
But it wasn't.
You know,
I know exactly
how you haven't watched Black Panther.
You still haven't watched Black Panther?
No.
Dude, that shit was so funny.
Yeah?
Dude, the accents were, like, they were really on point, the accents.
Yeah.
It was a really good movie overall.
Mm.
Or just too overhyped.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I'll get back to watch it eventually. Like, I just watched Guardians of the Galaxy 2, like, just 3 weeks
just
ago.
Just really?
Like, 2 weeks ago. Yeah,
dude, that was
I know.
I started watching that movie, man. I can't say spoilers, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's an old movie.
Yeah.
Whoever hasn't watched it yet, that's your
loss. Yeah. You better stop now. Stop the podcast now. Like, go watch it and come back.
Yeah.
Like,
you pause.
The last one. But when Yondu died, dude, I was gone.
Man.
Especially when they did the fireworks for him.
The coolest.
Oh my god, dude.
Yeah.
When those fireworks really just like, it hit me right here, man.
Yeah.
My friend was like, dude, you're tearing up like.
Just a side note.
No, man, it's a popcorn. I think it's spicy. What did they add spicy popcorn?
Yeah, dude.
No, but just a side note, just imagine if you can't whistle and you have that power.
That's me!
That's my
Shit.
The only one in his whole, like, species
that
can't
whistle. What if it was triggered by claps, dude? You gotta be Mexican, dude. Just you gotta be Mexican, man.
Right? Yeah. No, you gotta use the instrument, you know, the clap.
There's actually a guy. There's actually a guy in the One Piece anime that makes like golems for clapping.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know about One Piece.
Yeah.
That's too crazy.
Not golems, but like bread monsters from clapping.
That's not golems. Bread monsters are not golems.
Bread monsters from clapping.
We'll talk about that later.
There's no time for it.
Okay, it's no time for that in the podcast. We'll talk about it.
We'll talk about it in the after podcast.
Yeah, the after
podcast. So basically, DC.
It's like an after podcast.
Don't choose DC, Marvel, or One Piece.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
if you put him on it, yeah. I'm gonna pick One Piece.
One Piece.
We're 800 chapters. Well, now we're 900 chapters, but at about 700, 750, 800, we're about halfway through the season.
Yeah, that's insane.
Okay, so, like, honestly, like, they were supposed to cross the Grand Line, which is half the sea.
Yeah.
Right? And they took 750 chapters to do that.
I know, right?
750 Amazing. Chapters. Just think about this. There's about, me and brother have, like, talked about it. They have about 8 major arcs. That they have to explore if they want to fully like explain it, because there's like the 100-year void, which is basically there's this period of time in the world when no one knows what happened. 100 years of nothing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And like there's this big gigantic stones with words that tell you what happens. And then there's like national treasures. There's where One Piece actually is. How to get
Who
there?
Who gives a shit at this point?
Yeah. No.
The
There's a 100-year void.
Basically,
One Piece, but one big detour.
Yeah.
I think on that they should rename it.
You got 4 red stones that if you connect the red stones in the middle of the X is where it is. That's the island where One Piece is.
Okay.
And I thought it was a pretty cool content.
One big detour, I think that's where we should end.
Yeah. Just one big detour.
Yeah.
Just
real. Just like what we just did. From DC, Marvel,
No, but trust me, Marvel comics are better. DC comics are better, debatable, I guess, to some people. Marvel movies are way better. I don't care.
Yeah.
Anyone that says that.
I think everyone.
Anyone says that DC Marvel movies are better, like besides Dark Knight Rises. No. Just playing yourself.
Yeah.
But One Piece.
Yeah.
Give it a read. Give it a watch.
One Piece. Read the wiki if you're me. I'm not
gonna. No. Let's not do that.
It's
like reading the wiki of a movie while watching it.
Okay.
It's like a test starring.
All right. I guess we're gonna end here.
All right.
This has been the Hope Boys podcast. I'm Darek.
I'm Solomon.
And your guest, Kai.
Thanks for coming.
No problem, man.
Yeah.
Have fun.
And you can see you guys. Another time.
Yep.
See ya.
Bye. Next time.